And this is the first 15 minutes of the Farland Authors Advisory Call. This is the second call that we've done, and today is November 10th, 2010. We are here with Kevin J. Anderson. For the first 15 minutes, we've invited members of the forum to ask questions of Kevin, and just any old question that you have about his writing, about his plans. And we're going to ask him to just give us general advice. So any of you who have questions for Kevin, if you could press 5-star, and that's going to tell me a little, it's going to give us a little hand here on my board, and we'll be able to unmute you and let you ask your question. So anybody who has a question, push 5-star. Okay, and we've got a question from phone number 0802. I'm going to unmute you, and then I want you to please tell me your name and then ask your question.
My name is Anthony.
Go ahead.
And I had a question for Kevin. First of all, Kevin, thanks for joining us tonight. I'm hoping to get a lot of insight from you. The question I had was, when do you know when a manuscript is, when do you know when your story is done, when it's complete?
Wow, you're even jumping the gun. That's one of the last things that I have on my outline for the whole talk tonight. I'll just give a little bit of a sneak preview, but there, it has to be finished in order to get published, and nobody's going to publish a half-finished story that's perfect in the first half and not finished in the second half. But there are sometimes you can get addicted to just writing and rewriting over and over and over again and not moving on to the next thing. The way I do my stuff is I usually outline it, and then I write the first draft, and then I edit the first draft, and I go through like two or three more edits. Then I hand it to a handful of test readers and other people that whose opinions I value, and they give some comments. And I usually have to go back and change some scenes or rewrite things, and then I give it another polish, and then my wife copy edits it, and then it. Sometimes I read it one more time after that. So if you add that up, that's probably like eight times through from start to finish. But I didn't used to do that. I used to go through maybe like three drafts and send it in. But, you know, if you feel that it works, then it works. But don't get obsessive about going on and on for a year trying to fix a short story that's 10 pages long. I think you have other things to write, and you need to get it finished and move on. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you.
All right, Anthony, I'm going to go ahead and mute you. And does anybody else have a question that they want to ask Kevin? If not, I've got several.
Actually, I had one. This is Mike Schaefer. I'm the co-moderator, I guess. I was wondering what your process is for, like, pre-writing and researching before you even start a novel or a series.
That's a good one, because it's almost a chicken or the egg kind of situation. I'm finishing up a trilogy right now. In fact, that's the manuscript Rebecca is copy editing up in the other room, called Terra Incognita, which is all about sailing ships and sea monsters and the unexplored places in the map on the maps. And it's pretty much based on like the Age of Discovery, the time of Prince Henry the Navigator and Columbus and Vasco da Gama and all the great sailing ship stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have vague knowledge about sailing ships, but certainly not enough to write about it. So I had to do a lot of research, not just in the mechanics on how sailing ships work, but on the nautical lore at the time, the legends of the sea and mythology about mermaids and sea serpents and all kinds of stuff like that. And I had my own story idea, the basic events set up in my head. I knew what the main plot was going to be. But as I did more research, I found out that some things weren't going to work the way I thought they were going to work. And other things, just the research into nautical myths and things gave me very cool ideas for additional storylines. And so by doing, I started out with a good idea for the book, so I knew what to research. And as I researched, that gave me more ideas to add to the story. So then I built the story more, and I found other tangential things that I had to research, which gave me more ideas. So it was very much a handoff back and forth, and that's why I ended up with 3 700-page books instead of a short story.
Nice. And then another question that I had: I've heard Brandon Sanderson once say he writes his endings first and then goes back and like fills in the holes. Is that your process, or do you do it straight from like this is the beginning and then outline from there?
Well, I usually have a general idea in my head, and I might have some very specific scenes in my mind. I might know how a story begins. I did a 7-volume big science fiction epic called The Saga of Seven Sons, and there's a big dramatic thing that happens in the first, kind of like the first half of the first book, and I knew that scene right from the beginning. I knew that was what was going to throw the wrench into the works, what was going to start this big galactic war. And I knew some of the characters. I knew some of the battles. Like sometimes you think of, oh, this is a neat twist on how you would kill the dragon or something like that. So then you have that ending, and you got to figure out how do you get your characters into that situation so that they can use the water balloon or whatever it is they're going to use to kill the dragon. But to me, it's not a start to finish process. It's like you're doing a painting. You want to sketch out a little bit with your pencil first, and you might sketch out the foreground or the background. And as you sketch some more, then some parts get more crystallized, and you keep adding more details until it gets fully visualized. Now, a lot of writers will debate whether they should outline or not, and I'm sure somebody out there is probably going to answer or ask the question. But I always outline in great detail because I write 700-page books that have 10 or 11 storylines in them, and it's like a choreographing this big song and dance number. I mean, everybody's got to be in the right spot on the stage when the other person is there. I mean, if the dancing girl flies up into the air, the guy's got to be there to catch her when she comes down. I mean, you have to make sure that all the storylines come in at once, and if you're just making it up as you go along and writing it, then you may well not have the players in position. Another way that I like to describe that is I wouldn't think too much of an architect that wants to build a giant shopping center without bothering to draw up a blueprint first. I don't want somebody to just say, well, let's move the bulldozers over there and clear the land and just start putting up the frame, and we'll figure out what the structure of the building looks like later.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that might make some of your off-the-top-of-their-head writers get annoyed because they don't like outlining. To me, I think that there's actual flexibility still when you have the outline. There are ways that I can alter it if I decide I've come up with another idea, but I still like to have my roadmap before I fill up the car and take a cross-country trip.
Exactly. Okay, thank you.
And I think that was the most mixed metaphors I've ever done in any answer.
A follow-up question to that. I am really, really bad at outlining. I've tried to do it, and I can't even predict what the next two scenes are going to be like until I get down and I find out what the characters are going to do in them. So I think I'm partially a discovery writer. But do you have any tips for people like me who just don't seem to be able to outline?
Well, if you look at the spectrum, it's all basically the same creative process. Like when I'm outlining, I'm discovering with the characters just the way you're discovering with the characters. I just do it all without having to move my fingers on the keys and type it down. I spend days just mulling over how's the scene going to come out and how's this chapter going to fit together and how is this structure going to be. So I still do the same free associating, making everything up like a discovery writer does. I just do it all beforehand, and then I draw down the book blueprint, and then I start building it. Now for me, just the other things that I work on, there's two very important things why I had to learn to outline so well. I've written an awful lot of Star Wars books, X-Files books, Star Trek stuff, all kinds of licensed material that has to be approved by committees of people. And you can't just say, oh, I'm going to make up this Star Wars book as I go along and turn it in when I'm done, because there's all kinds of things that somebody might not approve, and you want them to not approve it or ask you to change it when it's just in an outline stage rather than after you've written a 400-page book. So I had to learn how to write outlines in great detail. But also, I do a lot of collaborating, like with Brian Herbert on the Dune books or with my wife Rebecca Mesta on a bunch of our young adult series. And if you're working with another person, it's really good if you both have the same blueprint in front of you, that rather than one person herring off in one direction with the characters and then you do your own chapters in a different direction. So it was it's a skill that I had to learn how to do, but it's something that I really enjoy. Once I have the roadmap laid down, my outlines are very detailed for the Terra Incognita books that we're talking about a few minutes ago, or the Seven Suns ones. My outline, the chapter by chapter, with each chapter maybe has two or three paragraphs describing what happens in that chapter, my outlines are about 70 single space pages long.
Wow.
So it's almost like a first draft of the book.
Wow. Yeah. So what in your process of learning how to outline, was that difficult for you at all, or did you pick it up pretty fast?
No, I always like to plan ahead before I was writing. One of the things we're going to be talking about for the next hour is how to increase your writing productivity, and I had always had very little time to write and wanted to make the most of it, so I didn't want to take my 1 hour a day that I could write in between classes in college or whatever. I didn't want to take that 1 hour and just write stuff that I might have to throw away the next day because it didn't fit with the story as it eventually developed. So I learned how to figure out exactly what I was going to be doing. But then I'm a physics and astronomy major, so I'm sort of a mathematical, logical, organized kind of guy instead of a poetry major who might be much more flexible and more creative. Now, I'm not saying that there's one way that's better than another. In fact, that's probably the most important piece of writing advice, is there's no right way to do anything. I can talk for an hour about this is how I do it and this is what works for me, and if you imitate it, it might work for you, or you might find that we're totally different and it's not going to work. So outlining works for me. I know other perfectly successful, perfectly brilliant writers who are discovery writers. They just go off and write whatever they want. I find, though, that the amount of time is about the same. I spend more time before writing page one planning out what I'm going to do, whereas the discovery writer sits down and starts right then. But the discovery writer tends to spend a lot more time afterward rewriting things because there were lots of false starts and changes. So, if you start the clock ticking from page one to the end of the manuscript and the creation process, I don't know which one takes longer. It just you put your time in different parts of the process.
Okay. I think we might have enough time to squeeze in one question. If any of you have a question, please press 5-star to raise your hand, and we'll be able to ask Kevin really fast. We've got a bunch of people who have no questions.
Well, if they're not that fast, I don't think we have much more time. We've got to get started.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and end the first 15 minutes, and there's going to be a note that we've stopped recording, then we're going to start recording on the new hour. Kevin, again, thank you so much for coming. Hold on just one sec.